Blog Talk Radio.
You smell something?
You got that little thing that can't quite be described. Can't be all over the world. It can't get denied. And when you walk into a room, the brothers be flipping all about they swear. Incredible woman, you're still my girl. Sharing the power of femininity. You brought my spirits up when everything was loud. Held me to heal my heart and continue to growl. And now I'm feeling so much better that I can do anything I choose. But you in my corner, just can't lose.
Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Annie Johnson, was born April 4th, 1928, and she passed away May 28th, 2014. She was an American poet, a singer, a memoirist, and a civil rights activist, in addition to being an actress and a dancer. She published 7 autobiographies, 3 books of essays, several books of poetry, and is credited with a list of plays, movies, television shows spanning over 50 years. She received dozens of awards and more than 50 honorary degrees. Angelou is best known for her series of 7 autobiographies which focus on her childhood and early adult experiences. The first, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, written in 1969, tells of her life up to the age of 17 and brought her international recognition and acclaim. She became a poet and writer after a series of occupations as a young adult, including fry cook, sex worker, nightclub dancer and performer, cast of the opera Porgy and Bess, coordinator for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and journalist in Egypt and Ghana during the decolonization of Africa. She was an actress, writer, director, and producer of plays, movies, and public television programs. In 1982, she was named the first Reynolds Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She was active in the civil rights movement and worked with Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Beginning in the 1990s, she made around 80 appearances a year on the lecture circuit, something she continued into her 80s. In 1993, Angelou recited her poem, On the Pulse of Morning, 1993, at the first inauguration of Bill Clinton, making her the first poet to make an inaugural recitation since Robert Frost at the inauguration of John F. Kennedy in 1961. With the publication of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, Angelou publicly discussed aspects of her personal life. She was respected as a spokeswoman for black people and women, and her works have been considered a defense of black culture. Her works are widely used in schools and universities worldwide, although attempts have been made to ban her books from some U.S. libraries. Angelou's most celebrated works have been labeled as autobiographical fiction, but many critics consider them to be autobiographies. She made a deliberate attempt to challenge the common structure of the autobiography by critiquing, changing, and expanding the genre. Her books center on themes such as racism, identity, family, and travel. Queendom Network, Uprising Radio. Celebrate the late Dr. Maya Angelou.
The prophets in the beginning were musicians. They were poets, writers, and that's what we've been tasked with in this life. Shit is actually kind of humbling.
Recap. Emmanuel, born in a place that wasn't even on the map. You hear me, man? Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Yeah. Was about to open up a new realm, and it was about to be on. That from a baby a hit was on him from King Heron. His plans went left, wrong. An angel from the Lord said, be gone. Mary and Joseph took what they could, grabbed baby Jesus and fled from the hood. Growing up, Jesus, he wasn't understood, misunderstood, considered too hood. God's son, nah, how could? In their eyes, he wasn't no good. How could he hang around such mess and be God in the flesh? How could he be full of righteousness? How could he change lives? How could he bless? I ain't done. Whispers, ain't he the car? off in the sun. Yeah, he's the one, Joseph's son. I'll be damned, son of a gun. And he's claiming to be God's son. You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees have become angry, falling by the tons from the ones who thought they were the big guns. Their hatred couldn't stop who was indeed God's son. In him I am well pleased, spirit descending like a dove, agape love, resonating from above. So tell me, how could he be legit, hanging around them misfits? Misfits. I just wanted to get along, to belong, wanting to understand what I did wrong. Their taunt sounded like a loud off-key song. To them, I was absurd, what they called a nerd, secluded from the popular herds. No cliques, no clubs, no high fives, no friendly hugs. Young, yet life pulled up under me the rug. I am miserable with being invisible, walking through the corridor, nothing but an object. In gym class, never getting picked, whatever team I was on, they became vets. Every day, life as an unknown. Lunchtime, I would eat lunch all alone. My only peace was being in my room at home. No call, so I had no need for a telephone. It would be better off for everyone if I was gone. I know I wouldn't be missed. In my life, a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. Felt as if my heart too broken to be able to be restitched. If I wasn't such a coward, I would end all of this, giving my mother one last kiss. But here I sit, not knowing what to do with me, with life, with these dark, pessimistic days and nights. In anger, I hit the wall, ball, fist, piss. And reminisced on the days I was good at painting, at singing, at dancing. I dusted off an old 45. I tilted my head back and closed my eyes, belting out a song from way deep inside. It sounded so beautiful that I couldn't deny. When I was done, I was surprised to see my mother standing in the doorway with tears filled in her eyes. Something within me realized that even though not wrapped up like others, I'm still a prize. Even in pain, something within me no longer wanted to quit. A gift put here with a voice to uplift. I must admit, today I will allow self-love to enter, permit, and embrace that I am different. A beautiful created entity. Yeah, that's me. A wide smile materialized across my face. My head held high and stayed in place. A light within me lit. Take it or leave it. I'm a unique like misfits. Not even in the temple should they sit. Only place they should pray is in the crypt. Jesus came for the veil to be ripped, separating religion from relationship. House of God, yet two different nations, manifestation of his consecration. See that photo of Jesus holding a lamb? That's not all he is. No sir, no ma'am. Church mouse, nope. With his father's name, Jesus played no games. Disrespecting his father's house, him being soft is most definitely fable. Den of thieves. Jesus told them to bounce, turning over tables, taking a stand, revolutionary. That's the Jesus that I understand. A warrior man who was strong yet gentle enough to take a whore by the hand, by men who wanted her to be stoned. Knowing their plot, he already had a plan. Bending down, writing each name who had sex with her in the sand. Through their hateful moans, Jesus kept on writing. Who without sin cast the first stone? After writing the final name, standing up straight, they were all gone. In a guilt, they went home. About that time to be seated on the right hand of the Father throne. Their hatred full grown. Even though he was the boss, not one time did he floss. The original G took everything they dished out right up to the cross, counting up the cost. This is why I'm no longer lost. Nah, he ain't no blood, but his blood was shed. Gangsta love. If your life doesn't fit, you must acquit. He wants his bond with you to be tighter than a glove. Sustain you through the mire and the mud. Be your water when you're thirsty. When you're hungry, be your food. Jesus is holy, yet comprehending your hood. Aji, that hood Jesus. Yeah.
Down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you. haunted by her sexy. As I walk in the door, I am greeted by the kiss of her scent. Dreaming I could wrap my arms around it, dragged in by effervescence. I search for her with deliberate diligence, pineapple body spray, her signature fragrance, parting my lips, hoping to taste her. She was standing right here. She might be here in the kitchen, ice cubes crackling, floating in a glass of cranberry juice, half empty, half full. The lip print isn't even dry. Parting my lips for a sip, hoping to taste her. So much sweeter she is than this, for I am craving her. Knees weakening, crawling down the hallway, the radio was playing track number 3. She was just here, still hearing her voice in the walls, racing to the bathroom, still steamy, like our lovemaking, breathing deeply in hopes of capturing her vapors. The soap is still wet, the washcloth is relentlessly dripping, as if pacing her name by syllables. I stick my tongue out to catch one, still missing, like I'm missing her. Her lip gloss lays on the sink, naked. I part my lips, hoping to taste her, kiss her. God, I miss her. Slowly I open the bedroom door, look at her panties on the floor, enthralled in her jeans. I tremor and fiend as the aromatic sensation of the smell of them teleports me to realistic, fantastic fantasies that make me part lips, hoping to taste her. Clutching them still, I race to the mirror, hoping I can catch her reflection. I swear that was her in a glimpse. She was just here. Blessing this mirror with her silhouette. Weak now, knees buckled, crawling, dragging to the bed. I can smell her dreams. I lay within her incantation, nestling where she once was, shivering, clutching panties, embracing her pillow, stroking it like strands of hair, becoming aroused, needing her here right now. I am extorting, contorting, twisting, afraid to open my eyes. I am haunted by her sexy. That was written in pain.
King from where I'm from, not so rare. My only problem is balancing the crown on this wild hair. Street smart, so the shine of my crown has a different glare. Even when they call me hood, because of my dialect, you still see respect in their stares. Now the hustler on the corner say I walk through like I own it. Now with a stride with pride, I guess the description fit. With the stomping ground citywide, I don't need a throne to sit. Steps create reps, but on me, they slept through the city that with limits I crept. Even when I wrote to young queen, she looked at me funny until my language switched to sound something like 1913, aroused by the side that I showed, changing her expression and their stance when I flow. Kings never refer to kings. Please understand, standing on my own moral compass and honor, sending me on the right direction, or I would have been a goner. My environment made me king. Poverty didn't bother me, but it kept me adapting, survival of the fittest, while I do my thing without even letting my sword sling, making alliances with other warriors, a flag that I'm earning, that waves in the air while glory is always burning, with my crest on it proving that I'm prepared for anything. My kingdom, you will not be conquering. I was groomed by a king, queen to rule any realm of that. I was always been aware, even the drunken king that trained me to never be scared. I became protector with intensity, and provider that always figured out a remedy. So being a king, my foundation covered from where the sun rise to where it set. At times, I'm just a knight, and shining armor is all I reflect, because without a queen, I'm not truly a king yet. Sideshow.
Hunger pains can build character, or they can gut punch and fold you. Hunger is the constant reminder to never say on what you will and what you won't do. Hunger is that burnt hand ready to snatch away the mask, willing to expose you. Hunger will convince a man to turn snitch against his own brother. Hunger will make you grab that pistol grip, because what's bread without the butter? Hunger will drain a father dry when working third shift. But as long as God resides in heaven and the earth is his footstool, his children will attend the best schools. For the hunger to know will have you dog pedaling in the deep end of the swimming pool of taboo. Hunger will make you get up off your ass and make something happen. Hunger will strengthen your spirit, killing the flesh daily when fasting. Some hunger after revenge due to their dude's passing. For my hunger has left a hole in my stomach, the same shade as the microphone. For my change is coming. So when you catch me staring into space, I'm writing, leave me alone. Hunger. Walking through my apartment, I can see the month of December. From my breath, constantly me up pneumonia. A starving artist, my ribs touch as my weight begins to fall like thin timber. But the eggs of testimony were unharmed in the owl's nest. And just when my psyche begins to heat tender, my spirit whispers, everything is gonna be alright, just remember what he told you. And while my pen navigates through the cold and bitter, my words of my grandfather, you either go first class or you stay home, are staked in my brain like a splinter. The citrus in my stomach turns into a jailhouse liquor. My hunger becomes a raging inferno. But yet and still I give thanks, because tonight is cereal for dinner. Let's go.
Yeah. Timeline, 8:46, 9:29. Two times applied for a man who just died. His life put on trial, and what laws were applied? Right time, wrong place, or the color of his face? In any case, this isn't any case. In any case involving race, well, let's just stop hoping for justice at his face. Justice is blind, but it shouldn't be. Hope for a failed trial, that's a bit sugary. Could it be the past efforts when brothers were mowed down in effigy? Symbolically, the color of skin is America's policy. Follow me down to the depths of how low one can go. All of me felt that that moment would show, you might ask, show that our struggle has yet to pass. For everyone we've seen, there's 100 hidden. What country is this where decisions on divisions make lawmen into villains, except when it comes to them? What would life be like with a Confederate president? We never stop hearing about statues and monuments maintaining that way of life to bar and tether men, that league of men who believed they were better than, they tarred and feathered men. How many sisters were scarred by lettermen, high school sweatermen? When laws were proposed to stop it, your purpose back when was to overthrow the government. Family businesses running strong on endangered men. Damn right I have a taste for our day of reckoning. Nat Turnering, forgive my use of an adjective, but I'm mad as shit. I reckon when the future of paying men, you fought one another over a black man's skin. 8:46, 9:29, let me check my watch. Damn, look at the time. Public executions were not an excuse then. It was a reason some of you got up in the morning. It was more than a chance, but this is not our fate. It takes the right from a people to engage. Racist ways in modern days come in the form of laws displayed. Democrats to Republicans, no escaping the roles you played. It's the mindset that kept the laws on keeping slaves. Who's going to tend the fields if we let them live free days? Why did you truly give Europe when they stopped treating men that way? Did you leave for the tea of brown men? Herd immunity without impunity. I heard you're putting in new laws to disturb the community. It's illegal now to give water to your fellow man. I'm so tired of replacing the faces to get justice when the same laws morph into no big deal. Day one of the trial to attest America's values. Defense producing a past life salvo. We saw a man killed in front of our eyes. What difference is there saying from 1945? Only certain lives matter when certain laws were shattered. Laws to keep us down are legal fodder for man grabbers. Land grabbers, stand back with your continued Confederacy. It's always been a sore loss of slavery. These days, it seems, there are those who despise the rights of Negroes. They are making it legal, and the eagle on the dollar is the vulture to black scholars. Money drones to keep black people in squalor. I'm tired, y'all. Tired of the rhetoric. Tired of all the blood been shed. Tired of the fight. 8:46, 9:29 on a man's neck. Which law makes that right? It's my piece. Thank you.
A single pearl of cum on the tip of my tongue, yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness. The drums of the Y clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. A tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. Passionate kisses send the wind whistling through the gap. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumbs. And so it begins. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumbs. Passionate kisses that send the wind whistling through the gap. A tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The drums of the Y clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness, yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign, a single pearl of cum on the tip of my tongue. I call this poem Push and Pull. In peace.
Keep on learning. So I don't mean to be rude. Wait a minute. Yes, it is. Why can I not be accepted or even respected around my own folks or own nation? But when I say I want to switch genders or change my occupation of social denomination, then they want to say they cool with me. Not saying I ever would do that, but I'm like, man, why do you really want to fool with thee? Why don't people even like each other anymore? Why can, when I say it outside, why when I put my hand, pump it in the hair and yell out black pride, why do people get upset when I speak? But when I see something that's mamby-pamby and candy-crushy, then that's the eardrums they want me to peek, but I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of all of these years and all of these tears that I have shed. So many different problems and situations that were going in my head. People trying to shut me up and cut me up like banana nut bread. And now I'm like, man, should I be one of those another statistics that's laying flat on the concrete, victim of massive amounts of bloodshed? But I say, why get mad with my black pride? I ain't got to be a Black Panther to be full of black pride. I understand my ancestors, that's why I'm full of black pride. And you talk about all of these different things about how can you say that you are God or even a king. I said that God even said it best. He said we were made in his image. So I had to get up on this track and field. I mean, I got ready for this football scrimmage. So when he told me that I was a son of a king, I knew that I'd be in it. So my mind had to reverse all of the psychological damage it had. And they had to re-spin it. I'm a king. But not because I want to be the king of all crowns or crowns of all kings. It's just that I know he's the master and ruler and controller of all things, but he gave me these abilities. He gave me the way to speak. And the way that I speak at times makes knees type of weak, but he showed me how to be proud of me. He showed me that every time that I look at the mirror again and again, even though my mind and heart sometimes is draped up in sin, he said, look at the sun and get energized by the melanin. And he said, you're still one of mine. You're still one of mine, my kin. So I said, black pride. Black pride, black power, whatever you want to call it, red, black, and green, whatever you want to call it. I would say it when I'm drinking this water until I'm staggering back like an alcoholic, I got black pride. So since I'm pro-black, you call me racist. Well, I guess I can flip the whole stage and start changing faces because when you're racist, you call it justice. I ain't racist against none of y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with me, but since all of us are still same black people, I don't understand why people don't want to fool with me. See, I love when truth starts to envelop somebody's mind and soul, and it changes the direction of how they used to roll. But you looking at me funny because now I spit bold, now that I talk cold, now that I'm like, whoa, now that my beard is ready and salt and pepperish and ready to grow, people look at me funny, but I don't even know. I'm just full of black pride. Why aren't you? My brothers and sisters. And eat. Matrix Black.
Doom, doom, doom. Is it on, brother? Man, like I said, bruh, here's to getting the fuck out of this year, man. You know what I mean? New one coming in. Let crisis take credit, my character indebted to war crimes. Incredible lines, barely legible, reflect troubled mind. Like man, my troubled hand, only half here, survived another Roman year. Atoning, but heart closing, the line constantly woven in this ink. Like residue holding on to the sink. This last drink is for the brother's final thoughts. Your guess is good as my lack of rest. No lack of test, attack of greatness, reach respect, ay. And these days don't play. In these days don't play. Faithless influence, my tutor faded, life traded to craft. Close your eyes and make my mask, same way the whole city acts. True faith in the buildings, the smile of a killing field. Two swords, no shield, you might mistake us for the devil's deal. I still feel the toxic, brothers to the steel, young and obnoxious. Reveal my hand, honest. codes and the concept of stranger. In a town where there's no lack of gangsters, reading eyes, the diary of a traitor. Eyes getting off an elevator. In these days, don't play. In these days, don't play. Behold the half blind, your pain is half mine. The rest on deaf ear, empire-wide drone, no home to hear. Just explosions, they Jones, the premeditated emotions. Maneuvering between two oceans, toes in two lanes, going by two names. Neither was free, free from nightmare, the creature was me. This religion needs repair, still running. Agitated thoughts stumbling over each other. Surprised I don't stammer, look at the past, make eyes shatter. Feeling like the soul don't matter. Just leave me three senses, two less to witness. About a bastard's business, no father of this feeling. Get this childlike, pouring out a child's life too early. He said, now teach me mercy, smile like the spirit's waiting, patient. Teach this pain cadence, not in here while I'm chasing. Turn any floor into a scene from a basement. Feel free to insert amazement. In these days, don't play. Look, success will be surprise. Lines will be disguised. Black and steel pride. It's low tide. Watch spirits subside. Watch lyrics over minds. My eyes apparently dry with tears high. I guess they gone on to supply new life, newborn. Mind too worn down to mourn. Writing in a room of stove warm. In the city, I'm like stove weak and cold to a sucker scorn. Like stove that will burn any weapon form. In these days, don't play.
Days.
Yeah.
Days don't play. And if time don't wait. Oh, yeah. Let these days don't play. Let me get away, y'all. These days, yo.
This is a father's warning, a promise that if anything ever happens to my son, that if you ever graze his beautiful face with billy club or bullet, confuse taser for pistol and write it up in your report as you label it an accident, I swear I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger that you would have thought that God or Samuel L. Jackson turned psycho. Something needs to change with some of these police officers that have hatred in their holsters, but this poem is not the spark of change. This is a father's warning, letting you know as a black father, I've done everything in my power to make sure that my son does not get shot by you. So I'm asking you to do everything in your power to make sure that you do not shoot him, to serve and protect him. You will not make me like Trayvon Martin's father because I am not that strong of a man. I am weak and reckless. I do not have the time to sit in a courtroom listening to testimony that tests my patience from a prosecutor that normally sends little black boys to prison, hoping that he'll be on our side to get it right. I do not have time to see if you will get it right. You will never convince me that it took an illegal Radio Raheem chokehold to take down my son. Forget that. I am his father. I play wrestle with him all the time, so I know exactly how strong he is. His mother will not yell no, scream why, and if the day ever comes, she comes to me with tears in her eyes, weakness in her lungs, no hope or breath in her wings, asking me, begging me, baby, do something. As God is my witness, I will snap. strike, scream, forget a march, I will fly off the hinges, release the kraken, turn into the same beast that you thought my son was when you pulled the trigger, scratch that, turn into the same beast you were when you pulled the trigger on my son. My son's name will not be used as a chant or a war cry. My son's face will not be used as a mural on the covers of t-shirts. My son will not have me and his mother dressed in all black, holding a picture of him on magazines. My son is not a beast. My son is not a threat. My son will bury me. I will not bury my son. My son, Trey, just turned 17. Light enough to be considered a pretty boy, but dark enough to be called a suspect. And I know you're probably asking, do we get this upset when it's a black-on-black crime? No. Because something seems so disgusting, knowing that my hard-earned tax dollars are being used to hire an assassin to put a hit out on my son. I was once told that the only time that you should take a child away from his parents is at birth by the medical staff. And as soon as they're finished with him, they return him back to his parents. So if you see my son at a routine traffic stop or just walking down the street, I'm asking you, I'm begging you to make sure that you're able to return him back to his parents. This is not a poem. This is a father's warning.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a motherfucking G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dom queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. I am gifted. I am all of this and indeed the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
A multifaceted God did not create one-dimensional people. You have more than one talent. Do you know them all? Or are you putting one blessing on the table and pretending it's full?
I want to be above anything else. Righteous. Upright in my resolve to do the right thing. Despite my flaws, shortcomings, and my sometimes abnormal behavior, I want to be sound in my character, even when my faith wavers.
I'm moving directions unknown to man. I'm only stranded here in context. I honestly don't understand it, but I demand to put in my time here. I stand as if it's a chance, considering damage is already done. I landed here. See, I wasn't one of them niggas who happened to come. My plan was here. See, damage and
Die for your sisters if you have to. Show the randomness love, never be selfish. Give it all if your heart tells you so. Long as you helping niggas change, it's special for the soul. Just be careful, see the shit we rappers do is a joke. Only expect to be a man. Don't ever tell your goals, just go and get them, nigga. Many niggas didn't plan, and many niggas didn't fail. Too many niggas didn't ran, so many of my niggas in jail. So stand as the tall soul of sacrifice of us. And niggas stand united, the power of life is impossible to see. You wanted honesty for me, but there you go. It seems to be something missing, simple, love, listen.
I wanna have the desire to give evil my ability says otherwise. I wanna be free of the guise of false perception, deception, and misleading anyone into believing that I am anything more than just a mere slave of the Most High. And this is why I want to have the principles of the stage with the humility of the center.
Look, world, the issues lie within the hearts of men. Life isn't near the same. We're pursuing your shit. It's better to fear than keep that look on your face. Sincerely, I prepared a couple of statements. Wonder what Desi would think about nation. She's brand, I bet I make it from here in this place. I'm speaking of changing. It's better to question pain than being a joke. We was raised to be this crazy generation. See, chasing imagination, places I used to take my soul to get away. No longer do they exist. In search of a better way to raise my kids, still smell the shit and burn the flesh. God bless America. Years of being neglected catches up now. Who's the terrorist? Fuck Barack Obama. Mama said I was the president. So I don't have no problem telling you about what I represent. My quest to live is heavy. War-ready decisions. Martial air is a bore. We all here for the war. We all live to be old. In some sense, it's unreal. We all live by a code. See, some kill and some live. I only hope to be yours.
Illuminating the way of the lost. Awakening the zeal of the weary. Transcending the limitations of boundaries. I want to be a roadmap for success. The best of the best. I want to conquest my fears. Reinvent them into triumphs. I want to showcase my tears and exhibit them as giant drops of inspiration. I want to bathe in them, bask in the fact that they've washed me clean. And now I'm gleaming, beaming like spotlights, blinding like UV rays. I want to be a beacon of guidance for the wayward soul. I want to be an infinite prototype for the lives to come. How to be a faithful husband, devout father, and loving son. I want to be my brother's keeper and my sister's protector. I want to project the voice of reason over the unreasonable whispers of complacency. I want to smash false stereotypes and rebuild them with structures of nobility. I want to rewrite our legacy, revise our history, and pen our future with destiny's ink with calligraphy that holds a shade of a golden hue. I want to imbue the truth in our veins until it runneth over like rich cups of honey, cascading over our progeny like the falls of the Niagara, until its sweetness quenches our thirst, until its liquid covers us like amniotic fluid and rebirths us into a world anew. There's no blood on the roots of the trees, and their fruits are strange, but their similarities to the nectars of the heavens, and there's no ropes hanging from their branches. There are no us hanging from their ropes. We are kings there. And our sisters are queens there. But I'm still here. And right now, above anything else, I just want to be righteous.
They don't much call me Dixie anymore. Written by Sylvia Blaylock, Thursday, September 13th, 2018. This is an acrostic poem. The first letter of every stanza spells out the phrase, I wish I was in Dixie.
I'm iconic in your dreams, instigating sad songs, left to Dixie's fall and all her wrongs. Way down away, down when country comfort and cotton were, way down south a ways, I wish I was in Dixie. That's what they say. Wondering where you ran to when you ran away alone, wondering about your freedom out there where you roam. The cotton bloomed here without you. Visions of good times ran off with you too. There's still yet so much work here left to do. I'm wondering if wishing made you feel what I felt too. I'll be ready if you ever come back. You see, I keep a small satchel already packed. Many a bill came through, and sometimes it took a will or two to see it through. But I'll leave with you without thinking twice. For that freedom, I have paid the price. Slavery is showing cracks and turns. Some run loose, some are returned. Not seeing you became my mantra and fear. Not seeing you broken meant not seeing you here. How I wish you were in Dixie too, but then again they torture you. The way I've made peace was in the shade of trees that swung heavy with strange fruit in the breeze. Imagining you looking sharp and dressed fine while eating the best food and drinking the best wine helps my captive mind pass the time. I was the noose around your neck and now the longing masked regret. Wounded souls that don't set right to heal grow twisted when longing won't pay the bills. Freedom costs, such as it is, and with no bed to speak of, I am summoned up to his. Aligned with those who would see you hang, giving what isn't taken felt like vows forsaken. Survival is interest compounded daily. My every free action has a price, and I am creative in pain. Securing foundation with these jackals resulted in babies with light skin and freckles and a house with its own kitchen and privacy to do business in. In spite of what was done to me and part due to what I agreed, we carved a path out for being free by satisfying their servile needs. We lived in fear, but with our own, we worked our freedom to the bone. Negress, if you please, if you must address me with a false sense of prestige, sex slave or courtesan, madam, or just a hair salon, facade of the airs we had to put on because we knew seeds were planted and strong fruit grew. Sent away, look away, run away from Dixieland. Dixie kept it pushing and carved a way through but never forgot you. A separate culture was formed and in it we ruled our own. The offspring of Dixie were now fully grown. No more would they bow nor back of the bus ride. They demanded what had been denied, Dixie's pride. Inevitably, we were all perceived to be more than a little ambitious and just too uppity, burnt out, driven away, chased to where the road led, come what may. Babies burned, rights overturned, exodus to the west. Cashing out what we could from our still smoldering nest. If you're whistling to me, I'm not there. We gathered our babies and left out together. Those sisters stuck together and through tough times they weathered. I wish I was in Dixie, they sang from freedom's distant shores, singing to the Bonnie Bells while thinking of the black whores. For hoarder, much like freedom, has a price for all who want some. Taken for granted by those with privilege, used to empower an entire village. Eventually, everybody sang that tune of cotton and courage they all did croon with painted faces that bore no traces of respect. Gone unchecked. Bamboozled masses in dusty rose glasses long for the days of the long past old scores. We did hair, watched the children, cooked, scrubbed floors and hoard until our knees were sore. Oh, they remember us, but they don't much call us Dixie anymore.
They Don't Much Call Me Dixie Anymore, written by Sylvia Blaylock, Thursday, September 13th, 2018. This is an acrostic poem. The first letter of every stanza spells out the phrase, I wish I was in Dixie.
So Be It, written by Sylvia Blaylock, Sunday, December 8th, 2019, at 5:49 p.m.
Freedom ain't free if everybody ain't got some. I've said it time and again, but some have yet to hear the drum. That's okay. Do be you and all that you do. But notice too, the train is in the station. A break from your pen ain't no vacation. The art of communication is poetry. Literal, lyrical methodology. And with a world of words to choose from, we can move them in close with a soft hum. Know what I mean? You can hit a mic so fresh and so clean or gully as they come. Doesn't matter where you come from. Hit that mic like it owes you some. And then get it. Let your heartbeat set it. When you find that cadence, the crowd won't let you forget it. Know when you've got them and drop it on them smooth. Put the needle on the record and ride the groove. And let a bass line roll. Not a Fender or a Gibson, but the bass line in your soul. All that you are and have ever been is ready to take that pen for a spin. Let it all flow like spiritual indigo. The ancestors have tapped us to let the whole world know. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. We've tried it their way, and now queendom has come. If both sides say the other can't be trusted, and both sides are still the same small change, maybe it's time for big things. I've said it time and time again. I'm tired of talking, and maybe it's time you see it. If verbs are more your speed, then so be it.
So Be It, written by Sylvia Blaylock, Sunday, December 8th, 2019, at 5:49 p.m.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.